Well, judging by the clock on the wall and what's on my screen, boys and girls, it is the beginning of the C Block, Hour 3, which really, it's not Hour 3. We are so fucked up on our time right now. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? We're here.
We're queer.
Get over it. My God.
Used to it.
Boys and girls, it's Studio C on a Tuesday night. Programming that we will not have a live show next Tuesday, so get them while they're hot. Get them while you can. In studio tonight with us is Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer. Al Perkins is on vacation on assignment.
That's right.
Doug Wilkie sitting in with him, for him right there. And trying to take the reins of this is going to be not a challenge for you because you're well-versed in the entertainment world. So we're going to turn it over to you for the entertainment segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Doug Wilkie.
All right. So, Schitt's Creek. I'm still trying to find the... There it is. So basically, the Canadian Screen Actors Award. That's what I'm trying to
find. Which is basically the Canadian Emmys.
Exactly.
Right.
This is, so for those following the story of them, their next season is going to be their last season. Mm. The sixth season, is that correct?
Yep, their sixth season. Mm-hmm.
And so they won, now I can't find it. Anyway, Catherine O'Hara won... For the fourth consecutive year, she won Best Actress for the show. Mm-hmm. And it piled up, I think it won like 22 some odd awards. It like won everything, and I'm still not finding it, so I'll just wing it.
And so, you're certainly racing along at a dangerously rapid velocity.
Which is just so wonderful that... that show has done so well. It's finally, you know, reached, I think, you know, really audience peaking, and it's just a good story that they got the recognition, I guess. Oh, here's a complete list. Here we go. Complete list of winners. Let's see if they have that. Hang on.
Actually, the speech that Dan Levy gave.
Oh yeah.
I'll find.
Oh yeah. So that's when I was. That's what made me think of the story when I saw it. Was
Did
talking
he do
about.
It like this?
It's almost to the point now. I'm like, does he just like that all the time?
Right, right.
Like, is that the character?
Yeah, totally the character.
Is he a little more reserved when he's not like
absolutely.
That? Okay. Did you notice the sister the girl that plays his sister too? She has like adopted that look on her face now.
Has
at
she?
The, and, oh yeah, it's hysterical. They're like turning into each other. Okay, I wanted to find the part about Catherine O'Hara and his speech. So. Best comedy series, winner, Schitt's Creek.
I don't know if I can do this without getting copyright busted. We'll see.
Annie Murphy, lead actress best lead actress comedy, Annie Murphy, Schitt's Creek, winner, Catherine O'Hara. Oh, I'm sorry. She was nominated, winner, Catherine O'Hara. Yeah, the speech was great. So Dan Levy gave the speech, and then at the end, like, turned it over to his dad.
Right.
Which was interesting to see.
And his dad, because it was, I'm just so proud. Like,
right.
There's, like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. And it wasn't like that, an overblown, overly dramatic. It was just acknowledging, you know, strides made forward in the industry. But it wasn't like some outrage speech or, it was exactly what it should be. Exactly what a Canadian would do with a speech like that. It was so good. And I can't find it.
I'm going to find, hang on, give me just a second. I'm going to find...
Well, and I've read some summaries here and there, and I think one of the things they're most proud of about their show is that it represents an LGBT storyline without there being a bitter, like, small town. I think that's part of his speech. Like, we don't have to have an ignorant small town. Like, it's a thing, but it's not like that's not the storyline where we're
that's the storyline I love.
Small town.
And I might have been, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Right, that's not a thing.
Al brought this up, but I think I might have been sitting there when it happened. But Al said that they made a conscious decision when they did made the show, or maybe you know this
They've
already.
They talked about it, yeah.
That to not have it like the TV movie of the week, the gay oppressed. But Dan Levy just said that's all been done. Like, and this is, to my opinion, the next evolution in television programming to just have it not really be an issue. Like his issue, there's no homophobia on the show. There's nobody made fun. Even the town folk that should have didn't. You know. His relationship is respected just like anyone else's.
And Billy Eichner talks about this a lot, too, because he's writing a gay rom-com.
Okay.
And, you know, it's time to move past the overcoming and winning everyone over because you're gay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's time for there to be gay storylines where being gay isn't the and I can't find like, the, I can't find a literary term for it. Like being gay isn't the conflict. Conflict's yes, not the right term. That's there's a literary term for that, but
where like, there's a protagonist and an antagonist. Right, like, and, yeah.
Being gay isn't the storyline.
No, like, I totally get
that,
what you're saying.
It's a thing that's happening. Uh-huh. It's a thing that's affecting the storyline, but it's not the thing. Mm-mm. And it's time for secondary. It's time for there to be media for that.
I love it.
So another thing that they chose specifically for the show is it's nowhere. It's in this town, but it's not. They didn't pick a city like a New York or an LA.
So you can't identify.
You can't identify. Yeah. It's just any town, Canada, any town, USA.
Very smart.
The
move.
Only other town you know is Elmdale, which is the town they go to.
And they don't know
there's
what that is
nothing
either.
Else. That way there is no right.
Elmdale is a thriving metropolis.
It's not a red or blue show. It's right. Not Will and Grace.
There's no preconceived yeah. Notions uh-huh. Of how people are in Schitt's Creek or in wherever.
Zero.
Like New York, LA
I
or whatever.
I love this.
So they did that yeah. All. This is, I'm going to play for you. This
okay.
Is the,
cool.
This is the
are we
going to
get arrested for this?
We're going to learn. Who goes?
We're going to find out.
This is the Dan,
open up, it's the cops.
This is the Dan Levy speech.
You're watching
from,
YouTube.
He looks so much like his dad.
Oh my yeah. God, he totally does. Absolutely. So here we go. This is the speech from them.
In Schitt's Creek, we are writing a world that examines the transformational effects of love when the threat of hate and intolerance has been removed from the equation. And while that's not a reality for many, our goal is to shine a light out there that asks the question, what if it was? Wouldn't we all be happier if we were able to love out loud? With that, I would like to thank our amazing cast and hand it over to my dad.
Okay, he is like that on the show.
He's done such an amazing job on this show. I'm just so proud.
Absolutely, he is. I just think that's all you really have to say about him.
Exactly.
Just, his son has done just so a wonderful great. Thing with this in writing, and they collaborate together. How could you just not be proud of your son as much as Eugene Levy has done in a 40-year
career.
He's
an icon in his own right.
Yeah. But,
yep.
And Catherine O'Hara, too.
Of course.
Good sure. Lord.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm so happy that that show happened.
I am too.
One more season.
They have to do a
movie,
right?
We get one more.
We get
one more season, and then they're done.
And Clayton and I have already talked. With the end, they have to stay living there.
Oh, I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll probably just abandon all, and they're like, screw it, we don't need anything else. We found what we want here.
Exactly.
But I'm hoping that what happens
is... Oh, we need to talk about the end. We can talk about Veep. That's what I forgot. Veep, we need to talk about that.
When Schitt's Creek wraps up after next year, what I'm hoping that they do is they do release a DVD set or whatever you buy streaming. But I want there to be a whole series of outtakes and everything from the show.
Because all the ad-libs that never made it.
Because they say that, you know, majority they stick to the script, but they do ad-lib and do stuff here and there. I would love to see what they don't use or when they start laughing. I just heard the whole the episode where they do the... Is it the anniversary dance in the barn?
Uh-huh.
That episode where at night all the bugs came out with the lights that they were shooting at night, and Dan Levy is terrified of anything that flies. And they virtually couldn't get any take because every time they do action, it was just like all this stuff, and he's like, and they're all coming right at me. I want to go back and look. The only shot they got is when the family walks into the barn. They say you can actually see Dan like flinch, like something's close to him. But they had to use it because they had
that's
no other shot.
Right.
Right.
But again, I'd love to see all of the outtakes and alternative takes or scenes that were omitted or whatever. I just think it'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
Veep returned. Veep returned. Did everyone watch it Sunday night?
No.
I have not.
I've never watched it.
Seven seasons.
But I think I'll have to just binge it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
I'm in the process of binging it.
Al hasn't slapped you in the face.
I don't listen to him.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I didn't.
I agree,
okay.
Jenny. That, so much.
Thank you. What happened?
The best in show.
Oh, my God. Jenny, yes. Best in show. And the one that nobody, best in show is just great. For your consideration, I loved, but not very many people saw it, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. And A Mighty Wind. Okay.
I've never seen any of those.
It came back. Ooh, it's just as good as it ever has been. Saturday into Sunday, HBO ran like 24 hours of Veep. Mm. So Sunday afternoon, I'm like, I'm just going to look for 5 minutes and then watch like the last 8 episodes of last season. So and it's just still just as funny as it ever was. The character Jonah just cracked me up.
Yep.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus can never say her name right. Is great. It's just a fantastic show. And it's also in the last season. Mm-hmm. So we're losing Schitt's Creek, Broad City, and Veep all in the same year. And
we're going to be okay.
The finale of Broad City was really good, too. if anyone was
and
following
Broad
that
City
show.
I haven't seen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's the funniest show.
No, that's what I understand.
You know, it so comes funny. And goes with me. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, this really?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's yeah. It's out. It's on the edge of everything. But sure.
And sometimes I feel like it's just that mm-hmm. I'm not relating. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's very
like,
New
this
York.
This is very, very apart from anything that I really
yeah.
am comfortable mm-hmm. with. Go away, girls.
Yeah.
Go away.
And then sometimes I put it on and I promptly fall asleep because uh-huh. that's a problem that I'm having in my life, oh. just in general, when I go to watch television.
Well.
Yeah. yeah.
Did so sitting up through two episodes of a show last night. Had a little dinner. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll watch a little TV with Sharon and then we'll go. I'll go back and, you know, work on some things okay. and whatever. Just, yeah. Honestly, I'd like
yeah.
hand on my fist on the armrest of the couch.
And done.
Snoring sure. out loud. So loud that Sharon got up and left. She's like, nope. Not watching TV with
not
you.
Not gonna happen.
I'm out of here.
Yep. Yep. That's funny. Yeah.
That's where I'm at in life.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. How we do? What else are we talking about? We talked about Beep. We talked about the thing.
The thing.
The thing.
The Broad
so there's
City.
A Sesame Street thing mm-hmm. that,
can you tell
and it just, Sesame Street asked people, and I figured that we could use this.
Mm-hmm.
Which Muppet they'd take on a deserted island?
Oh.
And you had to pick from these four.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
They're limiting your choices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. I'm prepared.
Okay.
Sesame Street wants you to choose between Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
Grover.
Okay.
Elmo. And Cookie Monster.
So my first instinct before I even had limited options was mm-hmm. Elmo.
Elmo.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
How come?
I feel like Elmo has the most critical thinking of all of them oh, with the okay. least amount of bias. So I feel like mm-hmm. Elmo has the most active open mind, which you really mm-hmm. need on an island.
Yes,
you gotta figure
you
some fucking shit out.
Yes. And he's just
bitch.
Sweet.
Yeah. Right. Oh, fuck you. Elmo's gonna end up as the victim of a cannibal. Because that motherfucker's gonna mouth off too many times, and all of a sudden he's gonna end up on the barbecue.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my
shut the fuck
God.
Up, Elmo.
That's it.
But listen, Grover taught me near and far.
Yeah. Sure.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He can also be a waiter.
Which I think
me
of,
and
I weirdly like mash those two up whenever Celine Dion is singing about near, far, wherever
near.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I see in my head is fucking Grover going, near, near, on every time.
I just love Grover.
That's wonderful.
I love that Nero. Nero says Oscar, right? Did she get along with him? I love that. Love that.
Oscar would be fun to have there, but
I feel like there's too much pessimism. We're going to die
oh, no.
on this island.
This thing's
Oscar.
Too much snarky, which, by the way, isn't a thing. So, yeah. I mean, snarky is just so good. Now, on today, that is Autism Awareness Day, I would choose Julia, but she's not on the list.
Oh, that's fair.
Digress. What
I feel
about
really
you,
strange that I had such a thought-out answer for that.
I know, right?
Elmo.
Yeah,
but just because I think he's sweet, too.
Okay.
He's just such... It's so appealing.
Mr. McKee?
He's not going to help you live. You're going to die on that island. Yes,
I think I might have to go with Grover.
Okay.
Clayton's going to live.
Wait, I thought you picked Elmo.
I picked Grover.
Oh, Grover.
I think Grover.
Okay. No, I like Elmo. Because
Grover, funny, empathetic. Yeah.
He's got that near far thing down.
That, like, so where are we going? We're going to go far. Oh, I know how to get there. Yeah. Right, so you can do that. Right.
Okay.
He doesn't eat a lot. I mean, apparently he can be a waiter if need be because remember there was always
sure.
a fly in the
he
suit.
He used to be a waiter. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
He's also Super Grover, so he can fly if
oh
we need.
Oh my gosh,
need.
He has superpowers.
Right.
There you go.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So the debate over this, just like anything,
I like
right?
that there's legitimately
I know,
a debate.
Right? But sure. the debate over this got a little heated, and
I'll
it
bet.
Cracked me
oh
up because the fact that people got heated about this makes me laugh.
So what's the consensus?
Well, you know, like, people, this Josh Whedon says, ever heard of Super Grover, you idiots? He's going to get stuff done.
Wait,
planes
Josh,
will see
Josh
him
Whedon
in his
said
cape.
That?
Uh-huh. And planes will see him in his cape and Roman helmet, or whatever it was. He's enthused.
It was a Roman helmet.
He'd do all the cooking, for sure. Also, will provide a good amount of food when you when you kill to
Grover.
Eat it. Not like scrawny hashtag Elmo.
Oh.
Elmo just a snack.
Right?
Josh Whedon
God.
Is one of the more brilliant TV writers of the world.
Well, look at that.
I'm sad that he hasn't done anything recently.
So, April Grover,
Josh,
it's not even
listening.
Close. Elmo, God love him, would be super annoying quickly, asking way too many questions.
Murder.
Cookie's blood sugar gets low. He becomes hangry, and it's a wrap.
Right.
Oscar would complain the whole time and wouldn't lift a finger to help. This is science. Isn't it funny?
I concur. Ladies
and gentlemen. I thought it was very funny. Grover is the consensus. So the only answer is Grover. Elmo, anyone on Twitter could not deal with his constant optimism.
Mm-mm,
Oscar, survivalist who can make shelter out of trash. This Muppet would ditch you. Cookie Monster would start looking at you like you're a cookie. I mean, it just cracks me.
Cookie Monster, the cannibal.
I'm not opposed to a little nom, nom, nom here and there, but I mean, come on.
Because y'all forget Grover was Elmo before Elmo even was a thing. And Elmo's too damn loud. All that giggling and carrying on. So I just thought it was funny. Grover, obviously, because of A, mad rap skills, B, superpowers, and C, won't eat all the food the first day on the island.
I'm saying.
Oh, also the problem with Elmo always talks about himself in third person.
Chill, Elmo. Elmo thinks this. Elmo loves you. Elmo this. Elmo that.
You know, Cookie Monster doesn't say, he doesn't, "Bird cookie bitch." Like, that's all you get out of Cookie Monster. But I don't
that's
think
true.
Grover refers to himself as like I and we.
I think that this is for Nero. Science. Cracks me up. You're stuck in a dessert, or Grover and Elmo ask too many damn questions, and I don't want to find out that Cookie is an omnivore on a deserted island. So I'll pick Oscar because he won't nag me with questions.
Also a solid choice.
I totally can see Nero.
Oscar's a solid first alternate.
Alternate. Sure,
it's pageant season. Yeah. First alternate.
Clearly, it's Oscar. He lives in a trash can. He's a survivor.
He's got rabbit season, duck season, and pageant season.
Oh, that's funny.
Pageant season, duck season,
the
pageant
other three
season.
Are soft. Oscar,
look out, Queen.
Needs to be done.
That's the first hour. That's
very,
thing
very quiet.
I like it.
I'm hunting dwag queens.
Oh my God.
That's frightening.
Oh God.
Yep.
Big Bird can't go because Big Bird is 6 years old.
Also not on the list.
Right, but
play within the rules, people.
Yeah, you play can't just make it up on your own. I mean, I did say Julia, but I said if Ginny, you're on the list.
Ginny, my first choice would be Big Bird. Fun and probably delicious.
I'm not opposed to a turkey dinner either, but I play by the rules over here.
Well, in that case, you take Snuffleupagus because that's a lot of food right there if you're talking about
there
that.
There you have it, but no, I mean, not Snuffleupagus.
Snuffy's going to...
I don't know how...
I mean, it could be a little chewy.
Hey, it could be kind of gamey.
You're going to be there a while. You're going to need something to chew on.
Chicken tastes like chicken tastes like chicken.
I like Elon. We'd be pissed together. It'd be Oscar. The rest of them would end up Muppet sandwiches. God. Grover is incompetent AF. Cookie Monster would decimate food rations. Elmo's going to try to ask Mr. Smarty for help. Is he,
this is like fuck,
is
marry,
he a
kill.
Satellite
Grover
phone Elmo?
Taught me all the things that I know in life. It's true. Grover
anyway,
taught me all
I just
things.
Thought that was fucking hysterical. Yeah, ditto.
Are we doing Wheel of the Week?
Sure, it's up.
Oh,
I sent it to you.
Oh my God, it's time.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. We don't have any. We don't have any music for this. I gotta make music for Wheel of the Week.
There it is.
Like some old game show shit would be fun.
Well, actually, you know what really does work for this?
Does Wheel of Fortune have music?
Yeah,
but we probably can't steal it.
Yeah, can't steal it. No, but what does work for Wheel of the Week is this. And actually, how long is this?
Just make the spinning sound.
No, I know, but this really does work. It's the old Death Watch. That works for Wheel of the Week. That works pretty good.
Oh my God, Death Watch.
Oh, that's
sister.
Great.
No, yeah, thank you.
Also makes me think of the chicken dance.
Kind of. All right, here we go. It's Wheel of the Week. It's the topics that we all want to talk about where we're not sure where they weren't brought up. So here we go.
Who knows? Round and round she goes.
Oh, it lands on the dumbass. Jim Baker.
This one wasn't mine, so somebody else talk.
It's just what I saw on the news. He is apparently... Because, you know, now he's survival food. That's the thing.
Yes, that's his deal now.
He's telling everybody the world's ending by survival food. It's I guess it's Mormon-esque because that's kind of one of their things.
Yeah. Yes, right. That's
but
true.
He apparently, his new sales pitch is, if you don't buy my pancake mix, your grandchildren go to hell.
Oh.
That's the new thing.
Oh, direct line.
That's
yeah.
I'm like, really? You're going
to
just...
I got to hand it to him for...
Also, not a new thing. That's from 2017. according to this.
Oh, I didn't. I popped up today for some reason.
No. I thought the same thing because we didn't hear about that.
I did not hear about that. But
do my grandchildren have to provide proof of purchase at St. Peter's Gate?
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
What do they accept? Do they have to have the original receipt or the proof of purchase from the box? Or is just a. Just a picture and some pancake DNA in their body? Is that good enough?
Well, on an emotional, tear-filled rant.
Yeah, bring it on.
When he begged his audience to buy the buckets of his end times for survival, warning that the grandchildren, of course, would face eternal damnation unless they called 1-800 phone number, so they could send him $60 plus shipping for a bucket of pancake mix. He was deeply concerned
that President
Trump, apparently, President Trump would be killed by Democrats. That's why.
From his lips.
If they kill our president, they destroy him or whatever. If we elect the other side, this is it. I think maybe Trump is here to give us time to get ready because all hell's going to break loose. We're not going to have the Antichrist show up to get the sign of the mark on our beast on the forehead or hand. It won't happen without hunger. Hunger is going to be the main... Oh, I'm sorry. Can't help but read it that way.
God, I miss Tammy Faye.
Most people don't get it. But Lori, the wife, warned that Christians will accept the mark of the beast when they see that their children and grandchildren are starving. So that's why they have to buy the food.
Now it all makes sense.
It does, completely. I hear them crying. I've heard them crying for years, and God says, what will you do if these babies are starving?
Oh.
Do you hear it? Do you hear him crying?
Make our fresh pancakes this morning.
And there will be no eternal damnation.
Lord. All right. Next topic, because that one was... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do this. Here we go. We're landing on...
May I just... You can get a complete grocery store survival package, just so that you all are aware, for a mere $1,500.
Oh. Good
to know.
Pennies. It's a good way to spend money.
I have a Costco membership. I'm okay.
All right. Fair point.
Afterlife. What is this one, Kat?
I, more often than I like to admit, fall for the whatever Netflix is trying to shove down my throat. Oh. And this week, it was this show called Afterlife. It is the creation of Ricky Gervais.
I'm in.
And it is the story of a guy whose beloved wife died of cancer and like how he's kind of dealing with that in his own like Ricky Gervais kind of asshole way. And I'm sold and I'm like halfway through it. So that's my
I've seen every show he's ever done
of the week. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Because I love him.
Netflix. Okay. I'm on episode
Thanks for
five.
The clue on that.
You're welcome.
Did you see Extras on HBO?
I did not.
Oh, so good.
No.
We're only talking about Afterlife right now. Sorry.
Okay. That's the answer.
It's not on the wheel.
Okay, next.
I do. I love
next
that.
One?
God will smell your grandchildren's breath for pancakes. There you go, Jenny.
Oh, do over.
Oh, no, can't do that.
Do over,
can't
do over.
Click again.
Free spin.
Free spin.
Ah, horse shit.
Ah.
All right.
Anybody else? Buttigieg's not gay enough?
No.
Beto's failing out.
He's unqueer.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
Again, I just
early.
Say
it's
all
just
the bees
so early.
Leave
I hate
a lot
how early
by.
It is. Yeah. That drives me crazy. Yeah.
I'm waiting till let's see what happens in June.
So you
June.
Said no is bees. It? I would say no corporate Democrats.
Okay.
The D and triple C or D triple sorry D triple C. Okay. I'm wondering if they'll be aligned in the sand because Bernie did start with that.
Uh-huh.
Then Beto did it in Texas, and so I'm wondering. I don't know if there'll be a falling away of like. Are you going to take corporate money as a Democrat or are you going to run clean?
Okay.
And I don't know because it's early. I'm wondering if that will be a potential dividing line.
Sure.
Interesting.
Sure.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm That's wondering about that.
I'm going to wait till, let's get through the first round of debates in June.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's so early. And I hate actually that they talk about it.
People talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Sure.
People love
and
to
I
talk.
Listen to a lot of podcasts that talk about it.
Yeah, right. So you're immersed.
All right, let's do one more on the old wheel.
Yes, Nero. There are female candidates that could have a chance.
No whammies. No.
Got to spin again. We can't do overs.
Fuck him. Fuck his pancakes.
Ooh, what do we got? Justin Bieber still a thing.
Yeah, he is.
Making the headline. Well, here's what happened. You know, yesterday, April 1st.
Yes.
April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. So Justin Bieber gets himself into a little hot water. You know what he did?
I heard a little bit about
that. He's married now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody fell for that.
Yeah.
So he goes onto Instagram and is like, hey, we're pregnant. Just kidding, April Fool's.
Yeah, and people...
Turns out not very funny.
Did not like that.
No.
But in breaking news, Justin Bieber
Still a thing. Still happens.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he say he was now going to, like, was before the April Fools?
Yeah.
That he was going to, like, drop out of, like,
Public life for a little bit or whatever. Well, and that's and the funny thing is, like, unless you delete all of social media and really like disconnect that way, you really don't drop out of public life, even if you stop performing and stop doing
other things.
Like you have to
still have a social presence. Yeah.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Okay, so
I need to call Todd.
Do you fan of Justin Bieber or not? Are you a fan?
I like his music, and I also like him.
I've always been in the minority about this. I think he is so good looking.
Yeah,
he's so hot, and he gets hotter.
Cute.
Funny. Oh, he is very good looking.
But the thing is, not to say this poor boy, but you know, when you were 19 and when I was 19, A, we weren't mega pop stars, and two, nobody was recording and documenting every single thing that we ever did.
That's a strange phenomenon.
I was a really stupid 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Doing really stupid shit.
And aren't you glad there's like not any evidence of it?
Right, and so did he, but the whole world had got to watch him do that. Yeah. So I've always said that, you know, eventually Justin Bieber's going to grow up. And it will be exciting to see kind of what he decides to do with that. If he can overcome all of this bullshit.
Like from Justin when he was Timberlake.
19. That's a whole other thing. Justin Timberlake can go fuck himself over him.
Wow.
We're not on JT. I'm glad he's not on that wheel.
We're not on JT Watch, obviously. The thing you sent me, is that for thoughtful? Is that what you were doing?
Or whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I think thoughtful.
Okay, well then let's do
it. I mean, if that works.
All right, well then we'll do this and see how it works out for us.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
He said, to be less shallow, it should be, and that's not easy to do. And he says that's not hard.
I don't know what to tell you right now.
Needs an edit. Sorry. I've been listening to that for years, and I realize there's a mistake in it.
You start this, and I think I just received something from Al that is very tardy, but I'm going to check into it. You go ahead.
So, Pride coming up, I thought that I've had this for a little while, this picture. And it's that a gay couple recreates their pride photo 25 years after being told their love was, quote, just a phase. And it's from 1993 to 2017. And it was very cute. I sent it to Clayton. I don't know if he can. Oh, hold on.
No.
Oh, I see.
No.
Okay. Nope.
I'm going to do it differently.
Not at all. Okay.
He's going to do it live.
Okay, so we're we'll figure that out. Okay, so which I don't know where you want to start.
You have the one of the duel, the 1993 to 2017?
I do. Okay. I got that one. So there's that.
Yep. So I just thought that's what caught my eye, and I just thought it was adorable.
It is adorable.
Very cute.
And you know that there are many obstacles that LGBTQ couples face in their lives, and one of the most irritating is certainly their love being labeled as just a phase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so this Nick Cardello and his husband, Kurt English, decided to show the world that their love is still going strong 25 years and counting. And they did it with a recreation of the photo they took together in 93 at the Equality March in Washington, D.C. They've been married for 10 years, etc. But I thought that was great.
That's a cute picture.
And what came along with that was the fact, and this is where the thoughtful vulgarity comes into play. I just absolutely, doesn't he kind of look like Brad Pitt there in some weird way on the left? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what came with this was today that gays share ironic chose to be gay stories to prove that being gay is a choice.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
And I thought it would be, you know, so one of them says, so gays, when did y'all choose to be gay? For me, it was a beautiful spring day, and I just thought, you know what? I really want to disappoint my parents, offend my church, limit my options, lose my rights, live in fear of homophobic abuse, be afraid to hold my partner's hand. You?
Same,
right?
Yeah.
But they, so the idea was going
I was also
through,
attracted to Home Depot, so it really kind of.
That, I know. Well, it was when I worked at UPS. I was like, Home Depot. This is my thing. Yeah. It's my jam.
with your Subaru.
Couldn't get enough of that lumber smell.
Not at all. Oh, I had a pickup truck then. So.
Oh, of course you
did. You know, but I just thought it was a really interesting idea.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we've asked the question before, like, when did you know that, you know, when did you realize that you were gay? And when did you come out and this and that? But I thought that was kind of an interesting take on it. So,
yeah.
When did you choose to be gay?
Right now.
Just now?
Just happened. Yeah, just
happened. I have an answer to this.
I love it.
So, no, I actually have an answer too, probably. Hang on. You go for it.
No, mine's just funny.
Doug can go first.
I like funny.
So, having given this some thought over the years, I mean, the whole, like, you know, why would I choose to do blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And so people have asked, are there, you know, any advantages? And after giving it a lot of thought, it was like, there is not. Except for one that I have discovered, that if you and partner are the same size, double your wardrobe.
True story.
It's the only thing I've got going for why it's an advantage.
Same shoe size.
Yes.
I do appreciate that.
So that's what I'm saying. And so that actually is a one kind of cool plus. All the rest sucks.
That's all I got. In your case, hopefully.
Clayton McKee, when did you choose to be gay?
What did I say? Where did that come from?
You crack me up, Marty.
Maybe.
When did I what?
Choose to be gay.
When did you choose to be gay? When did that happen?
Like I always say, I knew at 7. Everybody else knew at 5.
I knew at 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody else knew a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, no? Well, they could see me.
Yeah, right.
Clearly.
But for you, it was 7, though. So there was we're all 5.
I'm on the delayed feed.
You're
Doug.
On the, okay.
I had projects going. I was busy.
You had something to fix.
I was already
You had a vacuum cleaner to fix and a tractor to ride. Yes.
Already on board with all that, yes.
So now I feel bad that I don't have a smart ass answer.
Yeah, I know.
I have a serious answer. Because I actually, at about 20 years old, tried to choose not to be gay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, sure. Like, I've told my coming out, like, I was drug out of the out of the closet by construction workers, my coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They sat me down and they said, "We know." Mm-hmm. I said, "Fuck you."
Again,
I said, "Fuck you, that's not a thing."
They
said,
"Can see you."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
Is that your truck?
And it was. Yeah.
Yep.
But then I had kind of almost like a crisis of faith about it. And I was like, no. That's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not real.
Yep.
So I tried to date again.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to choose not to be gay.
Sure.
And that was disastrous.
Totally
that didn't go well at all.
Yeah, I noticed when my boyfriend and I were looking at the same girls.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a bad sign. Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of bad signs there. And
I made terrible choices
there. But I actually did, like, consciously, like, sit down and try and self-reflect on it. And I went, oh, my God, no, this is such a terrible, hard way to go. This can't be true. This can't be. No, we're just going to not be gay.
Right.
That's not a thing.
Sure.
Like, after I had come out and after, you know, I had a friend, like, present me with her with a plaque that said, gay friend. I'm not even fucking kidding.
That's cute. That's actually cute.
It was sweet and awful all at the same time.
I still haven't gotten my toaster for being converted.
What, you have to convert other people?
No, you have to convert other people. That's when you get your toaster.
Yeah, go buy your own fucking toaster.
Right. How do you think we get toasters?
I know, right?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, toaster's broken.
That's how little I know about it.
You're such a bad guy.
Toaster's broken, babe. I'm going to Home Depot real quick.
So then, Kat, this begs the question, that's then funny. When did that change?
Oh, like, you know,
you were in your, like, no thing.
Yeah. Then there was some dramatic dating, and I gave up on that and just kind of went, all right, well, I guess this is a thing.
Nero chimed in with, that's interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for all the stuff in the chat room, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Total, like, that's very honest.
Yeah. Yep. That is.
Wow.
No.
That is something.
I think I'm really confirmed everything, though, in the in the 80s.
Yeah, that's a lot to say.
I found out that International Mail Catalog was a thing, and then it would just show up at the house for free if you subscribed to their mailing list.
Oh, that's nice.
So, it was It was like getting porn, but it wasn't porn, and it was just free because the catalog would just show up.
Sure. Yeah. Like one step above the Sears catalog.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Oh. So I've had just enough wine.
Here we go.
And it, with Nero's honesty, and mine's not nearly as serious, I have never told what I'm about to tell you to another living soul.
Well, now tell us all.
Because it's so embarrassing.
Audience, and we're recording.
It's so embarrassing.
You're not coming out to me, are you?
No. No,
it's, Doug, we know.
But it's so... It's,
you're gay? It,
we can see you.
I just never... it's just a funny thing from the night. Okay. Think a picture like 1981, because that's when this around.
Hi,
happened.
Missy. So,
picture it.
Oh, no.
Sicily.
I was 10.
1981.
So it made me think of it when you said international mail. Oh. So when I was... I can't believe I'm going to admit to this.
Go
when
ahead.
I was 16 years old,
okay.
I went to B. Dalton Bookstore in Paradise Valley Mall.
Okay.
And shoplifted Playgirl.
You did not.
I did.
I love it. Did you keep it?
You can't. I wasn't old enough to buy it. And
do you still have it?
Yeah. I don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, I totally. That would have been awesome.
I stuck it in my school notebook. I just walked right out the door.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant when you were looking.
No, well, I had my notebook from school, high school. I was like, boom, like, oh, I'm looking at the magazines. Bam, shoplifter, criminal thinking, the whole thing.
Totally. Yeah.
And I was so.
Doug, there's some detectives here that want to talk to you.
What's the statute?
Do you think nobody knows that? No one. I've never told Al.
And now
nobody.
There are tens of people.
There's tens of.
Well, at least,
and
at least
10 people.
There's 8 users online and us.
There you go.
So at least 10.
Wow, look at that. I can't count. I love it.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Yeah, that was my shoplifting
career. I love it. So you're a criminal and a queer.
I am. There's a whole profile about I'm sure.
I'm concerned about you. You better get those fucking pancakes,
I'm a criminal. Who, and, you know, when you hear like criminal and queer, you're waiting for the serial killer moment. I stole Playgirl. So that's not, it's not all that, but.
Not too far behind.
It's a contender for my book title, though, if I ever
write it. You dirty
criminal
boy.
And a queer.
Yeah, you're criminal and you're queer. I love it. I don't have anything good, but these people are very smart. It was during the 80s at the height of AIDS panic and stigma. I thought, you know, I'll have some of that. I mean,
yeah.
Like, it's
sign me up.
Stupid that
right.
People. Yeah. Well, now when did you know? All the kids were calling me gay at school, so I just assumed they might be right. And even though I didn't understand what it meant, I just went with it. Still not sure I fully understand it. You know. I was going to be straight, but then I realized I don't look good in fleece.
These are priceless.
That's funny. These are really good.
These are really good.
Yeah. Yep.
Good point.
I like it.
That reminds me of a Dave Chappelle skit where he plays the old blind man who's bigoted against black people because nobody told him he was black.
Right. And he's a member of the KKK and he's got his hat on.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, so good.
I just agreed to it because everybody else hates him too. So I'm just going to get on board.
Well, this is obviously someone because when did Sailor Moon become a thing?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. But I've heard. Well, I mean, I've heard of it. Whatever. But do you remember
what is?
I'm trying to figure out how old this person is because it says I caught the gay. I caught the gay.
Oh my god, Meow Calva is so.
Al is watching, listening, and he's in the chat room, so he's on this.
Oh, there's Missy Al.
All right, great.
I ruined entertainment.
I caught the gay when I was about 5. Extremely rare TV virus. I saw an episode of Sailor Moon, and I've been the Moon Princess ever since.
The original run of Sailor Moon started in December 1991.
Okay.
It was a TV series?
TV series.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
right.
No. So this person.
Animated.
26. When I was born and the doctor handed me the clipboard, I checked off the rainbow box because it was pretty. I had no idea what it meant at the time.
Wow.
Anyway, just that kind of
It ran for a long time. It ran until 97. It ran for 6 years.
Well, nothing about it for me. But for me, it happened while watching The Golden Girls. I thought there's no way I can stay straight and really get the most out of this show. Never looked back.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's right.
Holy shit.
I traveled around the world and back again. Speaking of around the world,
our gay friend, Al Perkins.
He's so gay.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nero.
Glad you're listening, Al.
Nero, I'm loving that.
Apparently the interwebs on the old island of wherever the hell he is is not good because he spent the past hour trying to send this video to us, which I requested because he's on a trip. I need there to be a video.
He followed the directions, Clayton.
First time.
Yeah.
How many other fucking trips has he taken?
Well done, Meow Cow.
If he has a whisk in his hand, I'm going to piss my pants.
Well, here we go.
Who, Meow Cow?
Let's go live via recording, live via tape, if you will.
Oh, boy.
To Al Perkins and a little 50-second video of him and see how this goes for.
Hey, girl.
Here we go.
Hey, girl.
Hello, this is from Curacao in a dark alley where there's a bathroom. There's Matt and Kevin's giving handjobs by the dumpster.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, no, that's Frank. That's Frank. He's here with us. We're in a beautiful part of Curacao. Sure we are. And we just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. So nice to see you.
Oh, talking to my fist.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Yes, speaking to the microphone. Thank you. What was your favorite part about Curacao today?
Getting sunburned beyond belief.
Burn victim number one.
I'm going to be like a fireman Bob.
Tits to tail. Just done burned. Yeah. But beautiful beaches and then this dark alley where Frank is trying to earn $5 for a cab ride home.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
That was fantastic.
I need to know, did they get home?
Oh. Al, that was so good.
Is it just me, or did the sound quality greatly improve when he held up the fist microphone?
I think it did as well.
That's funny. Well,
yeah, it got better.
Finally, one trip he's taken in all these years, and we got a video out of him. That's good.
Lovely.
That's all right.
I like that Frankie Lee is a hooker in the alley.
Right. Frank is the hooker. Trying to earn $5 to get home.
Wow. Listen, a girl's got to do
whatever gets you through the dark alley.
You got to get paid.
Okay.
Nero. Okay. Fireman Bob is high as fuck.
I guess so.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, all right. Again, programming note. Next week, we will not have a live show.
No
We're back
show.
In 2 weeks. And I don't know, but I'm optimistic that we'll all be here.
I will not be.
We've already fucked up the show.
Eight year anniversary.
Yeah.
Ryan
you
and
won't
I
be?
Are celebrating 8 years.
So I'll be sitting there.
And we'll be celebrating. We're coming up on 8 years of the show.
8 years of the show. Yeah, that's right.
You'll be here in 2 weeks, Doug.
I will. I'm looking forward
Glad
to it.
Glad we just got that on your schedule.
Yes.
Everybody, thanks for playing along with us. If you're
Thank
doing
you, everybody.
Pride stuff, happy Great. Pride. We're going to be doing that this weekend here in Phoenix. Oh, my Lord.
Video.
I'm going to finish up this champagne and my grapes. It's a good thing to
do. It's a good combination.
But as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Or in 2 weeks, or however that works.
2 weeks.
Whatever.
Well, it finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Nobody burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Well, my she shed's on fire.